This week's New York Times bestseller lists are topped by The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown and America, the book, by Jon Stewart. Those books are on those lists just as people look for holiday gift ideas, but some of the best ideas for gifts are not necessarily the most popular books. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg asked a few independent booksellers to suggest some hidden gems.
All our booksellers have one thing on their minds this holiday season.
It seems very corny, but the theme is love. What is true love, and how do you find love and hope and redemption? It's really that straightforward. Isn't that great?
That's Rona Brindley at the Bookmark in Atlantic Beach, Florida, not far from Jacksonville. Later booksellers will talk about love of animals, love of flowers, but we begin with human love and obsessive love, the focus of Elliot Perlman's novel, Seven Types of Ambiguity.
This is one of those long, juicy books that takes over your life.
Rona Brindley says the protagonist hasn't been in touch with his ex-girlfriend in a decade, but she remains his true love. He is so obsessed he kidnaps her son, thinking that will bring her back to him.
It's not as bad as it sounds. It's no cloak and dagger, and there's no harm intended. It's really sort of a friendly kidnapping, if there's such a thing, and they get him back, you know, within a couple of minutes almost.
But the act sets into play all the characters in Seven Types of Ambiguity, the ex-girlfriend who's a prostitute, a therapist, a judge. Rona Brindley says it's a wonderfully written page-turner. Another Brindley pick concerns one of history's best-known love meisters. Casanova in Bolzano is the second masterpiece by Hungarian novelist Sándor Márai to be translated into English. The first, Embers, was a favorite a few years back. This one begins with an historical fact. In 1756, Casanova escaped from prison. In the novel, he flees to the small Italian village of Bolzano in pursuit of Francesca, the only woman he's ever really loved.
He's very good at seduction, Casanova, but love is really not his strong point.
In Bolzano, he meets Francesca's husband, a duke with a devilish scheme.
What he really wants Casanova to do is to seduce his wife with perfection so that she'll basically get over him.
Devilish and self-serving. What a duke. Rona Brindley says author Sándor Márai is known for his ambiguous endings. But in Casanova in Bolzano, the duke says it is clear endings. We covet.
We want the well-placed period, full stop, all T's crossed and all I's dotted. That is how it has to be. And of course, it's never that way.
All right. And some of the greatest books, most of the greatest books, are not like that.
No, I think that a good book at the end should be you just turn the page and it's tomorrow.
Turn the page in our holiday book list, and we are at Bookin' It, Laura Hansen's shop in Little Falls, Minnesota. Hansen likes a first novel about the love of music. The Student Conductor by Robert Ford is the story of an American named Barrow who studied conducting at Juilliard and then abruptly gave it up. Now, 30, Barrow decides to take up the baton again. Laura Hansen says he travels to Germany to study with a demanding, maniacal maestro named Ziegler.
But what's stunning about this book is that he takes something that probably seems very remote, like the conducting of an orchestra, and we are on the edges of our seats as if we're at the last few minutes of the Super Bowl.
Here's a sample of the writing. Barrow watches the maestro conduct a piece that Barrow himself had conducted a few days earlier.
A flip of his hand and the Brahms began, washed through the vast hall. 16 measures on, and Barrow understood more than he ever had about the motion of waves, merely watching a man whose left hand, the hand of expression, stayed at his side. Ziegler didn't need it. His mere presence let in the sea.
The Student Conductor by Robert Ford. Finally, Laura Hansen picks a picture book for us, Searchings, Secret Landscapes of Flowers. It's a collection of photographs by Barbara Bordnick.
Some of them are exotic flowers and some of them are everyday flowers, but in her handling, they are like in a George O'Keeffe painting, where the true sensuality and sexual nature of the flower itself becomes evident.
Another coffee table book, another book of close-ups, a camera in love with a subject, is the choice of Lucia Silva at Portrait of a Bookstore in Studio City, California, near L.A. But these photographs are a bit less flowery.
Gorillas and chimpanzees, orangutans, and bonobos from all around the world.
The book is James and Other Apes. James Mollison is the photographer.
And something very interesting happens as you turn the pages and you get to, you know, ape number 20 or 22. And you begin to notice both the extreme differences between the apes, even within their specific kinds, and also the extreme similarity, of course, to humans.
A collection of poems is also on Lucia Silva's holiday list. Strike Sparks gathers 20 years' worth of works by her favorite contemporary poet, Sharon Olds. Lucia thinks Olds is a poet for people who are afraid of poetry, not sure they'll understand it or be touched by it. But Lucia says Sharon Olds' poems are about things we all know, framed in words we readily understand.
She writes about marriage and children and sex and love and parents and being a mother and being a lover. And she has a very, very, very sturdy and precise use of language. Very, very readable. At the same time, they're deeply profound and moving.
Here's a sample.
And this is taken from a poem called I Go Back to May 1937, and it's what they've taken the title Strike Sparks from. And the poem is about her imagining when her parents first met, and she wants to go up to them and say, stop, this is, you're the wrong man, you're the wrong woman, you're going to do terrible things, stop. And the last five lines are, but I take them up like the male and female paper dolls and bang them together at the hip like chips of flint, as if to strike sparks from them. I say, do what you are going to do, and I will tell about it. And I pick that because I think that, you know, that's the prelude to every poem that comes in this book, is those are the sparks that she writes from.
Our thanks to all our very independent booksellers for their holiday reading suggestions. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
You can find all the books mentioned, plus more bookseller picks at npr.org.